Democratic Representative Ramon Alexander is disappointed by some of the vetoes. He pushed for a number of projects, including one geared toward helping former inmates reenter the community. Ready for Work has gotten state funding for three consecutive years. He explained the program during one of the bill's hearings.
Provides hope and direction to inmates and ex-offenders to live a productive life. Saves taxpayers' money, cultivates a safer community, strengthens, saves, and sustains families of inmates of ex-offenders.
But Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed every local recidivism program proposed this year, including Ready for Work. He says some projects just aren't a state responsibility.
Certain things that I think have merit but are clearly a local responsibility. And if I fund something from one locality, then do I have to do it for everybody?
That's not the only local veto. The Orchard Pond Greenway Trail didn't get approval for $300,000 to build a bike trail along Orchard Pond Parkway, a private toll road in North Leon County. Alexander hopes the project will still be funded in other ways, but says the private sector will have to step up.
It's going to be all hands on deck in regards to coming up with other alternatives to fund critical projects that we believe make our local communities special.
Two other vetoed items were aimed at helping juveniles in the workforce. One is the Leon County Work Expo and Junior Apprenticeship Program. It helps students complete apprenticeships in auto maintenance, computer-aided design, and IT. The program allows students to earn credits toward their high school diploma, gain work experience, and earn an hourly wage while doing so. The TEMPO program is aimed at helping 16 to 24-year-olds who are out of work and school avoid jail or becoming victims of crime by helping them get education and employment. Alexander says without state funding, it means the community will have to do more.
I do believe that there are critical areas of concern in regards to juvenile crime and youth prevention, intervention-style programs, prevention-style programs. And I respect the methodology of the governor, and I believe it's going to require all of our stakeholders, our private sector, our faith-based community, and other regional partners to step up to the plate and bring skin to the game to save our future.
Alexander says despite the cuts, he's already planning projects for next year.
Ideally, yes, every member of the Florida legislature would like for every single project that they were able to get through the process to be funded. But we're going to come back. We're going to be optimistic. We're not going to yell at people. We're going to talk to people, and we're going to work in a bipartisan way to improve the quality of life of our citizens.
And Alexander points out Tallahassee did have some wins as well.
$24.8 million for Florida A&M University, which was not vetoed. Mental health funding, which was not vetoed, and a wide range of other projects that we were able to bring in, sewer project planning dollars for Midway in Gadsden County.
The next session starts in January. Committee weeks are 3 months away in September.